Gemara Menaches, we saw last week that the Gemara brings down a Shaila from Abaye. The Gemara brings down Shitas Abaye, Mitzvah in the Yoima, Mitzvah in the Shua. The Abundant of Ashi, the Gemara brings down Mani Yoima, Mani Shua. And the Abundant of Ashi also passed in the Mani Yoima, Mani Shua. The Chaylik of them is Amimah, and Amimah says that the Baal is only Zeichel and Migdash, so Mamelo, you only mean the Yamim and Yamayda the Shvois. Rashi says the Lashon of Sagi, we spoke about that last week. We try to handle this week, Vaita the Shitas of Yishayim, the Tzvi Shayim, and Vizman Zed the Raisa, and what is the mitzvah? There's two parts of the mitzvah, so one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. So try to be Mavat. Shitas Rambam, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, it's brought down over here on page Yod. The Rambam says that the mitzvah is to count Mitzvot HaOmer Teisha V'Arba Yoyim, and as I say, Mimachas HaShav. The Kasa Mishnah is Medayik that the Shitas HaRambam is Mashma. The Rambam said that Philip is Man Hazeh, it's Noyik. So the Rambam's Mashma that Mitzvah Mitzvot HaOmer is Deraisa. Now that we count Yomim and Shvuos, Zakti Rambam, two rayas, that's one mitzvah. The Rambam brings two rayas. He says, Ershtins, we see, they only make one bracha. We don't make two brachas. Zakti, if we be two mitzvahs, like Tfilin Shayan, Tfilin Shalosh, L'chayra, we should make two bazunder brachas. Zakti Rambam, Nacharaya, is that we see that you count every day the Yomim and the Shvuos, and we don't count at the end of the week the Shvuos, Vaistois, also that's one mitzvah, and it's not two bazunder mitzvah, it's not one mitzvah to count the days and one mitzvah to count the weeks, it's one mitzvah. Now the Shaila is, like the Rambam that we're saying it's one mitzvah, what's the gather of this mitzvah? Is the pshat that there's two chalakim to the mitzvah? Or is it, now Yesh Ladon is the ikir mitzvah counting the weeks? Now the way we cheshbon the week is by counting the days. Or maybe the ikir cheshbon is taka to count the days. The way we cheshbon the days is through the weeks. The Rambam is not so clear. The Rambam in the Yad, the Rambam starts off saying, mitzvah, I say, lishba sheva shabbosit to yimimais, miyoyim havata yimim. For the Rambam would be mashma that the ikir mitzvah is counting the weeks. The Rambam fears, ois, umitzvah limnais hayomim imashvois. Shenemai tisburu chamishim yoyim. The Shaila is, what's this gather in the Rambam that the Rambam says mitzvah lusbar hayomim imashvus?
You're not mitzvah,
of course, we get. Well, you're counting the days to make sure you get the cheshbon of the week. Right, but the var, how you making sure you have a full week? How you count the week? The way you count the week is by cheshboning the days of the week. But the Maisa I saw brought down is a Siddur Ayayvet, brings down a Girsa from the Kalbai. The Kalbai uses a Lashon that he said that we put the words Lo'imer right away Acha Yamim. Lashon, he says, Kigoyin Hayoyim, Shmoyin Yamim Lo'imer, Shem Shua Echad V'yoyim Echad. So, from there it would sound like that the Ikir Mitzvah is to count the dates. He says, you fear Ois Lo'imer already after you say the days, that the Ikir Mitzvah is to count the dates. Now, the reason why, the Lamaisa, I saw Reruchim Fishel, he brings down the L'chayra from the L'shaynis of Kama, the Kama Rishaynim, is Mashma, that the Ikir Mitzvah is counting the weeks. Now the way you count the weeks is by counting the days. Another way to say it in the Rambam, and this is the way I saw it, Rav Moshe Shmuel wants to learn, that Avadah, the Rambam held that the mitzvah is counting the days of the Omer. But there's two halakim to how we count the days of the Omer. We count the days of the Omer from the Yomim, and we count the days of the Omer for the Shavua. Meaning there's two halakim of how we count the day of the Omer. But there's not one is not more ikir than the other. The ikir is count the days of the Omer. Now the way you cheshbon the days of the Omer is by expressing it in two ways. You express it in the days of the week, and you express it in how many weeks. That is the Shita Sarama. Now, that the Rama brings a raya, that you see that you only make two bracha, you only make one bracha, so the achreinim, just bavarin, the alachayra, that's not a muchadik raya, because common rishonim hold that if there would be, even by tefillin shayat, tefillin shorosh, there's really one bracha. So from there, it wouldn't be a muchadik raya. Now, the Rabbeinu Yerachem, the very famous Rabbeinu Yerachem, Rabbeinu Yerachem learns up that we see, that Ba'atim he says, L'chari, you should make two brachas. Why? So he taka understands that really each part is taka of Bazundar mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of counting the days and the mitzvah of counting the shvuos. Just he says that Bizman Azeh, only counting the days is the raisa and not counting the weeks. Zachter, why? Zachter, because the shvuos is taka mitzli tali in the carbon. So Bizman Azeh, where there's no carbon, memela, you don't make a bracha on the shvuos. And the shvuos is not the raisa. But the mitzvah of counting the days is still the raisa. The mitzvah of counting the days is still the raisa. Now, Hagam Lamaisa, we find that on Lama Darabonis you make a bracha. So what's Rabbeinu Yerachem saying? That about the Zeichel and Migdash, so you don't make a bracha. So this Rabbeinu Yerachem can be explained with what we said last week from the Brisker Rav, that there's two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah Darabonon, and then there's a whole new mitzvah of Zeichel and Migdash. Zeichel and Migdash is a whole new type of mitzvah, and of them, Dr. Ben Yeruchim, that lemaisa on that, you wouldn't make a bracha. Zokter, loit them, he wants to say, Anubsha and Chitas Ameima. Ameima came along and said, if you bow to Zeichel and Migdash, you only count the days. So Kipshutai, Rashi learned up that it means that B'yoyim Asagi. Right? But the obvious question is, Al-Khayra, even if you're going to say that it's only mitzvah derabanan, why don't we do the mitzvah b'shleimus, the days and the shvuos? V'asak tameimah, you only count the days and not the shvuos. So, the Sasemes, we said over last week, we'll just go over quickly. The Sasemes wants to say, interesting yisoy. He says that the only things we do, zeichel and migdash, doesn't mean that whatever was bizman hamigdash we do today. He says, only mitzvahs that were done in the Mikdash, those type of mitzvahs we do today, Zeichel HaMikdash. So Zachter Ayusai, he wants to say, that the Yamim was Tali in the Karbanais, so Mela, that's a Mikdash Tikadin. So Mela Zachter, Bizman HaZeh, that we don't have a Mikdash, we do a Zeichel HaMikdash. And that's what Amema said. Masha Ein Kain, the counting of the Shvuos was done Bizman HaMikdash, but it wasn't a Mikdash Tikadin. So Mamela is up there, there's no takana of the Eichel HaMikdash. That's the way Sasemes wants to learn.
You're talking about in or out of the Mikdash? It has to be done in the Mikdash.
Right. He's saying is that the Shavuos was Bizman HaMikdash, but the Yomim was counting the Karbanis.
I understand that, but I'm talking about the Shavuos.
The Shavuos was Bizman HaMikdash, but wasn't a Mikdash Digadin.
What does that mean?
It could be we could only do it Bizman HaMikdash Kayim when they had the Karbanis, but it wasn't counting the Karbanis. So Mamela Vibalt, it was only Bizman HaMikdash, but it wasn't a Mikdash Tekedin, it wasn't a Karbanis Tekedin. What?
So we don't say it.
That's what Ameima said. Ameima said we only.
Mikdash Kehillel that we say. So why do we say that?
I don't know if it's a real bracha. And well, Anachanami. Karyach could be different. And it's not a real, could be it's only a minig. This is a takana de rabbanon. But on kapanim, that's what he says. So Ben Yeruchim says a little differently. Ben Yeruchim says that Vibam Bizman HaZeh Yomim is still the raisa. we don't want to be koyle together with shvuos, which is only zeichel hamikdash. So therefore, Amemah said, you only do the yamim and you don't do the shvuos. Now, what's the side of this shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim? Now, the Asameach brings down a shita from the Igris HaRamah. In Igris HaRamah, he says the same insight, that Bezman Hazeh, we only have Yamim, and we don't only have Shvuos. Bezman Hazeh, Yamim is the Raisa, and not Shvuos. And the Igris HaRamah feels, oh, that Gzeirus Melechu, that there's a chilek between the Yamim and the Shvuos, is a Gzeirus Melech. Now, I saw brought down a Sefer, Mikrei Kodesh, Kriyei Mayer. Over there he said, if you look in, I don't have the Igris HaRamah, but he said, if you look in the Igris HaRamah is not mamish saying the same thing as Ben Yeruchim. Ben Yeruchim over here has a Mayer Digi Yisoid. Ben Yeruchim saying that there's two Bazundra Mitzvahs. There's a Mitzvah of counting the days, and the Mitzvah of counting the weeks. And like Karavzel, that's two Bazundra Mitzvahs. If you look in the Ramah, he says, the Ramah sounds like there's two Chalakim to the Mitzvah Deraisa. Meaning Avada, it's one mitzvah, but it's two chalakim to the mitzvah, and one is counting the days, and one is counting the shvuot. Hishtal su, Rabbi Ruchim Fishel, in the Agdama to Mitzvah Asay Zayin, over there he writes that the Rambam says that tzitzis, even though there's tchelas and lavam, but Vibal, they're both B'Yisari coming for the same mitzvah of tzitzis, so that's Nimna as one mitzvah. But it comes out from this, a tremendous chiddush, that according to the Ramah, what are we saying? It's all one mitzvah. B'Yisari is one mitzvah, I say, of Yamim and Shuvos. Now, B'Zman HaZeh, you can't be, Ramah is also saying you can't be Mekayim Shuvos. You can only be Mekayim Yamim. So it comes out an interesting thing that you can have a key, and he's calling it a key in the Raisa. So it comes out an interesting thing that even though you can't do all the halakim of the mitzvah, but doing a chelik of the mitzvah, that's also called a key in mitzvah the Raisa. And as the Arugah Sabbaisim brings down, that if you have one mitzvah, the mashal, a tzitzis, of chelas and lavan, he says even though bizman is there, you can't be Mekayim the Tchelas, so you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah B'Shleimus. He said, if part of the Mitzvah you can be Mekayim B'Shleimus, that's also called the Kiyam Mitzvah D'Raisa. And the Chayra,
when they had Tchelas, if a person lacked Tchelas, the Gansu Shtar, there's no Tchelas.
Right, so it could be, I don't know the Kali HaMitzvah, but it could be maybe B'Makim, where you really could be Mekayim and you're not, then that's Pegeya in the Etzem Kiyam HaMitzvah. Maybe it's Pagim Latin Kima Mitzvah. Masha'im came.
So they wouldn't wear tzitzis.
Right. I don't know. I'm not sure. But upon him, from this Shita Sarmah, you see that you can be Makayim, a chelik of the mitzvah, midiraisa b'shleim. Abizasa Arsameach, he wants to tell us what the Sayyid Hashem Mirevit. What's the chelik? Why Yamim, Bizman Azeh, is still deraisa? And Shvuos, Bizman HaZeh, is not the Raisa. So he says, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, a very interesting Gemara, the Gemara says that, Bizman, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, we counted Sheva Shvuos, and we Makadish Chag HaShvuos. What does it mean? What's the type of Chag HaShvuos? What does Chag HaShvuos mean? It means the Chag of weeks. So Kipshuta, it means that because we counted all the weeks, so Mamela, that brought us through to the Yontif, so it's called Chag HaShvuos. But the Gemara of this Mavur is something else. The Gemara is Mavur that the Karbonis of the Chag HaShvuos we could bring for a whole week. And that's why Ken Zayin, that's why it's called Chag HaShvuos, because really it's a Yontif of a Shvuah, that the Yontif is Niskadish for the whole Shvuah, B'negeya the Karbonis HaYon. So Zakter, there's another name for it, called Chag HaAtzeret. Zakter, Chag HaAtzeret says, Manu Yoimim, V'Kadosh HaAtzeret, and Atzeret Chag is for one day. Zakter, V'Balt Atzeret is lost for forever, so Mamela, what's M'Kadosh the Yoim HaAtzeret? That's counting the Yomim. So that's there, if you bound at Seret, it's still Kayom, so counting the days is still going to be the Raisa. Masha'inke in the Chagash voice, which is only going to get the carbon, Bekayoyim is no Avas Karbonois. So Mamela, the whole Yoyim, Yontif of Shuas is Batal. So what was Shaf, the Yontif of Shuas, is the Minyan HaShvuas. So Mamela, the Minyan HaShvuas is Batal today, the Raisa. You have to know what would be if Mashiach, Me'at Hashem, will come in the middle of the counting of the Shvuas. What would be if we're going to have the Yom Tov of Shvuas that Yishlav and May will speak about next week? Baal Kapanim, does Dr. Arsameach, why the Soy Hashem, why today we have still the minion of Yomim Midaraisa and we don't have the minion of Shvuas anymore Midaraisa? I saw brought down in the Sefer for Na'am Fayared, he brings down Shtigl different. And really, it's Gebayt on the Kadmainim already. That there's a big Shiloh, why don't we make a Shechiyanu on the Mitzvah of Sirisayim? So last week we saw the Baal Amar, but in the Rishayim you find two different Turutim. In the Arches Chayim, in Hilchis Brachis, and also in Hilchis Svira, he says that the reason why we don't make a Shechiyanu is because the mitzvah is not nigmar until Shavuot. That about the whole mitzvah sphere is achanah to Shavuot. The zakter, the mitzvah is not nigmar until Shavuot. So that's why we don't make a Shechiyanu. It's medamit, it's reifat chamit. But upon him, it sounds like the whole Yisoid of the Sfiyas Ha'omer is Achanos Peshuot. And so it's really gebracht in the Chinuch. The Chinuch writes, Mitaymi HaMitzvahs is that we're counting towards the Simcha of Kabbalah Satay. The Mice in the Ritz Geyes says a different text. Also the Me'iri says this, that the reason why we don't make a Shechiyanu on the Mitzvah of Sfiyas Ha'omer is because it's Yoytu with the Shechiyanu of Pesach. So it sounds like from him, that's a Pesach to get in. Azoi, also, the Netziv in Chumash, Hamik Davar, sounds like the side of, what does it mean that's a Pesach to get in? What does it mean that Shechiyan is a Pesach to get in? L'chayr, as you say, you're counting to Shavuot. What does that have to do with Pesach?
What,
does it have to give a Yom? So, yes, the Achrayim asked on the Mitzkeis also, does it have to give a Yoyim? But what does it have to do with Pesach? So the Tziv writes,
you make a
second day. Yeah, but my is not the right, I mean, it's on the bottom. But the Achrayim also brings down, B'Shem the Zoyar, that the Yisoid is that we're counting the Zion. Says that just like a nido has to be matar itself to come to Kabbalah to the chasana, so like that, it's the Indian of Tyra from the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Other people write at Sharfer that the Yitziah was only nigmar 49 days later. It means part of Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Gulas HaNefesh. So we're counting 49 days away from Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Gulas HaNefesh. That was only chal with the Avodah of the Sfiras Ha'omer. But the Netziv writes that there's a Tzveita Zach, that there's an Indian of counting towards the Kabbalah Satorah, the excitement of the Kabbalah Satorah, and that's also the Achon of the Kabbalah Satorah. He brings down, the Archaim brings down, that just like a Kala prepares itself 7 days for the Chuppah, so who had in we bound to Eibishter, wanted to be mitzdabik with us. For Maimed Har Sinai, we needed a Achana like a Kalam. So come down, the Chore, there's two Nekudas. There's a Nekuda of being Mechim for the Kabbalah Satara, and there's a Tzveit Adach, a Nekuda of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So can sein that the Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the counting of the Shvuas, that's the Inyan of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the Inyan of Kaparas HaNefesh, can sein that's all mitzvah tali in the Karbonos, which is also an Inyan of Kapara. So Mela, that we don't have Bizman Adah. Masha'in came, the Inyan for being Mechin, the Kabbalah Satayra, that Avadi we still have. And Mamela, the Chiyam, that's a mini Hayamim, and now we still have the Raisa. Interesting, Agav and the Chinuch is the one who says that the Indian of Tirus Ayim is to be making ourselves the Kabbalah Satara, and still Kipshutay, the Shita Sachinuch is that with Manazah, there's no mitzvah the Raisa. But if you look in the Chinuch, it's not so clear. First he starts with saying that it's the Indian Fachana of the Kabbalah Satara, and then he fears, oh, he said, we're being, getting ourselves making for the Shtei Alechem. So, sound like, even though he has an Indian of Kabbalah Satara, but it's also mitzvah Tali in the Shtei Alechem. Atal Panim, das is the Shita from Yabeni Yeruchim. So it comes out that there's two Inyanim in the Minyan. There's a Minyan of Shvuah, and there's a Minyan of Yom. Now, we said before that there's a Shaila, what's the Iker Mitzvah? Is the Iker Mitzvah, Loitim Shainim, that says all one Mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah of Yamim or is it a mitzvah of Shvuah? Now, in the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah, the item has in the booklets, it's on page Chav Gimel. What happens if a person doesn't count, he forgets to count either the Yamim or he forgets to count the Shvuah? Right? So Kipshuta, the Magen Avraham says, you don't have to worry about it. But Harba Paiskim say, you should count over again. Kipshutei means without a bracha. So, let's handle this shayla. Lamasha, let's say you only counted the days and not the shvuos. So now when you count over again, do you have to count the days and the shvuos again? Or do you just count the, you already counted the yamim, now you just count the shvuos? So Kipshutei, if you say, like, that there's two chalakim to the mitzvah, one mitzvah, but it's two chalakim to the mitzvah. So you already did one chalak of the mitzvah, you counted the yamim. So now you should only count the shvuot. If you look in the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, Zot the Mishnah Berurah, Vim sipe yamim lechon, v'loi hiske shvuot, yesh oimim shiyata b'diyavet, v'yesh oimim, Zot the Mishnah Berurah, shetak lachse v'lisba yamim v'shvuot kedin. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, that yesh oimim, what should you do? It should be yachtev yimne yamim v'shvuot kedin. So it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that's nish genok that you count over the shvuot. You have to count the yamim v'shvuot nachama. So if you say that's one mitzvah, like we said before, but it's a way either how to have the shvuot is by counting the days or how to have the days. It's a chesed of all nicham the days. So it's one mitzvah that's mitzvah tali zebezeh. So then we can understand why you have to count over both zachen. And if you say, if you don't want to say as bait, if you want to say like we said before in the Sheet of Rambam, that the mitzvah is to count the oimer, but the way you count the oimer is by counting the days and the weeks, but it's one mitzvah of counting the oimer, so if you only did part of it, avad v'vav, you didn't have the mitzvah, and the ma'aseh mitzvah is counting the oimer, ayidei, counting the days and the weeks, so ken zayin, that's chaser in the etzem mitzvah, so that's why when you count over again, you have to count the days and the weeks together. The Maisa, that's the Shita of Ben Yeruchim, and that's the Shita of the Ramah. Now, the two other Shitas of Rishonim, how you're supposed to count the weeks and the days. If you look in the Mordechai, it's on page Tazayim. The Mordechai brings down a very interesting little shyness in the Mordechai. Avar Rabbeinu Ephraim Pirish, Mitzvah Lemimni Yoima, it's on page Tazayim, yeah. The Mordechai, in the middle of the Mordechai, he brings down Rabbeinu Ephraim, Pirish Mitzvah Lemimni Yoima, Achi Yigil Lechal Shvua, Kigoyin Chayoyim Zayin Yomim Shem Shvua Echa, Abachasetas, Ein Tzarech Limnois, Im HaShvua Haba, Yoim Shoshua Shavar, Elohachi Mevarish. Al Tviyas Oimer, Shehim Shvua Echad, V'yoyim Echad, Ve'in Tzarech Leimer, Shayoyim Im Ches Yom. So Ben Ephraim Shita is that the way you count is that you count 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you say Hayoyim Shvua Echad, and then on the 8th day, you just say Shehim Shvua Echad, V'yoyim Echad. You start over the counting of the days again. You say today is 1 week, and one day. You don't say Hayoyim Yoyim Ches, and you don't have to cheshbin how many days passed already from the Omer. You just count the week and one day of the week. So it sounds like from Rabbeinu Ephraim that the Iker Yisoid of counting is the Iker Mitzvah is to count the weeks. The days are just the Cheshbin, how to count the weeks. Agav, just if you look in the Lashon of Mordechai, how it brings out Rabbeinu Ephraim, he says, Alahachi Mevarech, very differently than the way we have a bracha. We say, Baruch Ad Hashem Hakim Al-Qadam, Al-Sphir Ta'imer, that's the bracha, and then we do the counting. If you look at Rabbeinu Ephraim, he says, Alahachi Mevarech, Al-Sphir Ta'imer, Shehen Shua Echad V'yayim Echad. It would sound maybe from Rabbeinu Ephraim that's all Nichal in the bracha. We're not going to speak about it now, but it's interesting that Rabbeinu Ephraim sounds like that's the Nusach HaBracha. The way you're mining Yom and Shavuos is that you count the Shavua every day, and you count on every week, you start over again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And we bring down the Shita to Rav Yah, the Rav Yah says, Mamash Pumfakat. The Rav Yah says you count every day, and then at the end of every week, you count the last day of the week. Today is the first week. On the seventh day you count, today is 1 week. Then you don't count anything. The next week you don't say anything about the week. At the end of the week, you say, today is the second week. Which is really what the Rambam spied. The Rambam said, if it would be two bazunder mitzvahs, counting the days and counting the weeks, you should wait till the end of the week to count the week. So it sounds like from the Rav Yah Taka that, I don't know if you have to say, as by the main Yeruchim, that's two bazunder mitzvahs, but al-Kapanim, it's two different ways of counting. There's counting of the days, and then at the end of every week, you count the week. Now, there's a amazing chiddush on the Beis HaLevi, which a lot of the poskim tumble about this, if we know like this halacha, Beis HaLevi says, if let's say you forget to count one day with a bracha, so Kipshutai and Shulchan Aruch state that the rest of the three you count without a bracha. But Zakta Beis HaLevi, that l'chayra, you should still be able to count at the end of every week with the bracha, the week. You still, even though you ruined the minyan ayamim, but the minyan ashvuos, l'chayra, you still have. The Netziv is chaylik ve'eshtak on the Beis HaLevi, and he said, Abad, we don't call azay la'alacha. The akapanim, loy teshitas Rav Yah, and I saw Meshmu also says that the l'chayra, loy teshitas Rav Yah, is mud be the shita of the Beis HaLevi. Because the mindset of you have a bazunra minyan of shvuos, like the Rav Yah saying, at the end of every week we count the shvuos, you still have that counting. And that's what I saw.
The mindset you lost out. If you lost out one day, where you're supposed to say the day of the week.
Oh, so you're saying like this. You're saying, so even in the Rav Yah,
is a chaser.
You're saying like this, even in the Rav Yah. Right, so if you want to say like this, and even in the Rav Yah, there's no vart. The Rav Yah is not saying that you just count the end of the week. Today's 1 week, today's 2 weeks. There is a minyan of yamim. The Rav Yah may be held that the minyan yamim is the cheshbon of the week. So if you don't count the yamim for the week, it's also missing in the minyan of the week. And the chilani, the akapanim, because of this Beis HaLevi, I saw the place coming down in Menchas Yitzchak, and other people, they want to say that l'maisa, you should still try to get someone to be mitzvah you with a bracha, because first of all, al chitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that there's two bazundra mitzvahs, even though l'maisa we don't have the shvuos according to Ben Yerucham, I'm not sure, but also according to the Shita Sevyah and the Beis HaLevi's Chiddush, that maybe you still have a counting of the week, you should still try to get someone to be mitzvah with the bracha in order to be choishish for this sad l'chumra, and therefore he says Yavada, he's not. No, they don't say you should make a bracha by yourself, but upon you should get maybe someone to make a bracha for you.